Next case.
Case number 13037, Yazin and Layla LLC, seek a variance from the rear yard setback for a proposed structure. Sections 115, 183, and 115.83.15 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway and north of Oak Orchard Road. The 911 address is 31507 Oak Orchard Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is C2. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 263.12. The applicant is seeking a 10-foot variance from the 30-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
May step forward. Mr. Sharp will get you sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Mahmoud Yilmaz, 26776 Anderson Corner Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
Layla Yilmaz, 26776 Anderson Corner Road, Harbison, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Represent your case.
I was here last year about zone changing, and everything went very well. Then we start purchasing our building, doing site plan. They draw everything. I got all my permits from Fire Marshal, DelDOT, Sussex Conservation District, with the site plan according to the county gave us setbacks. I have it in written hand from county. They were requiring 5 feet and ours 20 feet. Now when we try to finish up and start breaking ground, county asks us has to be 30 feet. That's why we applying for variance, 10 feet variance. I told all neighbors, everybody happy about it. They have no problem about our building. The shopping center right next to my lot, that's my shopping center next to the lot. We're gonna connect the parking lots anyway with each other. The other lot with Ernie Timmons, Mr. Ernie Timmons has no problem whatsoever with our building coming there the way it is. I did spend a lot of money, all my materials on the lot right now waiting because I didn't know we're gonna be here today. I thought we were going to start. I purchased my building, all my contractor, I have all the contract with everybody. I paid most of the money to them. All I'm asking, if you guys can please give us permit and we can start it. And we already have fence behind our building with the neighbor. It doesn't bother them at all. And my building is already on the site. All my material. I'm making trampoline park and indoor sports so people can play soccer, softball, whatever necessary. I'm putting pool tables there just for kids, have fun, enjoy their time. Besides tablets and phones, all our kids, unfortunately, nowadays. Any questions?
So you purchased this property and started a project with what you thought were setbacks, and then when you got into it, they were different than what you were thinking.
After they told us setback is fine, with the 5 feet, they said, and we start doing site plan, engineer work on it. With that site plan, we got all our permits from all the agencies.
So when you say they, who is they that told you it was 5 feet?
Can I hand it to you?
We do have that in the record, okay. The setback information.
My engineer from PELSA, they applied for it.
It looks like, Ms. Norwood, that the document we have shows that it would be a 10-foot rear yard and a 5-foot from a residential, and it should be 30 feet.
Correct.
And we're already 20 feet away from neighbor rear setback.
Ms. Norwood, has planning commission provided site plan approval conditioned on the board granting variance?
I don't know as if it's made it that far through the process yet. I don't have record of it.
You've gotten agency approvals, but you haven't gotten site plan approval from the planning commission? Okay.
I have all my agencies' approval.
Okay.
Questions?
So I'm trying to understand it. Before, so you got these, you got all your setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And it said 20 feet is what I'm, am I understanding that? At one point it said 20 feet and now it says, now it's 30 feet and that's the discrepancy?
Originally was 5 feet, they said on the paper. We are 20 feet away from the neighbors. That's what our building is.
Okay, that's where the 20 feet came in. I was kind of confused with that.
Yes, 20 feet, we're already away from them.
5 feet, but you, just in case, put it 20 feet away. And it, in reality, it came out to, it's 30 feet.
That's what came, we found out.
Thank you.
Like I said, I didn't even know I'm gonna be here. Our plan was in December to break the ground after we found out it's 30 feet. Thank you, sir.
So we're looking for a variance to a 20 from a 30, but you were told 5.
Well, the setback, so if you look at the setback information request, it actually shows 10.
10?
Because it says 10 foot from residential, 5 foot from commercial.
Okay.
And I believe what we have to the rear there is residential. So there was appeared to be an error there.
Okay.
The rear of the residential, are they, is that fenced?
Yes.
That's where the fence is all along.
Okay. Okay.
All the way.
Surrounds the property.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
When you're done, if you could submit those over to Ms. Norwood, because we don't have those in the record
sure.
yet. If you have any of those you wish to submit, you can just send them over.
I will confirm, staff's noted that we are waiting for this outcome prior to taking it to P&Z.
The next property, what would that be? I'm not sure what direction that is. Along John J. Williams Highway. What,
Mr. Ernie Timmons.
Is that like a stone yard or?
That one, yes.
Right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's a great gentleman. He is very nice and he's very happy actually we make a building there. And I also have some neighbors' letters they supported us. If you guys like, I can hand it to there.
Yeah, any of that you could just submit to Ms. Norwood.
Absolutely. Some of them I could get so many.
So the one picture shows sort of material being delivered. That's yours?
That's just the building. And I have 4 trailers parked in the Mr. Timmons lot right now. All my trampoline park, my turf, everything in it.
Okay.
All my materials.
Huh.
Because like I said, I did not know I was going to be here for this case. And at least for that location, we really need something like this. It's just no gas station, no grocery store, or no restaurant anymore. It's just something for kids. We don't have anything like that in the area.
You said the entrance will be shared with the property in the front?
With my shopping center, yes. We have two entrances. One on Oak Orchard Road, one on the Route 1, I mean, the John J. Williams.
Sure.
Thank you. Looking at the site plan that we have, and I think that's from July of 2019, if my eyes are reading the small print right. It looks to me like the building's going to be in the northeast corner of the property. And I'm looking at this, and it looks like up there your front property line kind of comes in as you get close to the building there along around Route 24 there. Is that the property line?
The Delta took some spaces from all the Route 1.
Okay. So when DelDOT did a taking there, and that took some property on the northern side of the lot.
They did, sir.
And did that naturally kind of push your development to the rear because of that?
No, it didn't.
It did not?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
We just, like, made sure 60 feet from the arc.
Well, I guess my question would be, the rest of your property did not have that taking, just that northern corner.
From the shopping center side, they took some.
Okay.
Shopping center side and the entrance.
Looks like they took more there.
They did.
Okay. So that...
With the next lot two, Mr. Timmons' lot two.
But they couldn't go, they took, basically what I'm saying is 60 feet on the northern side of the property is closer to the rear there than it would be elsewhere. Is that
could
right?
Be. Okay. That's that lot.
And when this came up, I presume you're far into the design and engineering phase on all this. Is that my understanding? You're ready to build it?
I was. Already. Like, if I get all my approval, I have my contractor. Everybody is waiting for me because I made deal with them a long time ago. I signed paper with them. I paid most of the money what they're going to finish the job for. They keep pushing me when we're going to start, which they are right. I'm late.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any questions? Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you may take a seat.
Thank you.
Yep. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case?
Yes.
Come forward, please. Mr. Sharp, I'll get you sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sherman Hopkins. I live at 29561 3rd Street in Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
It's the truth.
Thank you.
I rent a building from Mike, and I was talking to my pastor, and I have a church there, and we were talking about doing things for the children that are coming. We have after-school programs that we do, and also we feed the homeless. And we were looking at things that we normally, when we take our kids, we got to ride all the way to Lewis. And we thought about what would this do for the community and the other churches that do similar things that we work together when we do stuff for our youth. And with this park coming here, and now we got something that's like walking distance, like 2 minutes away, that we could set up programs, and we have like three or four other churches that we have shared with them what is about to come. So I think this park coming to our community is going to be good for our kids. It's going to be good for the after school programs that we can do once we do the study, and then they get done and we get to reward them. So we're hoping that you guys approve this so we could, it'll be really good for our community. And also it's going to bring some jobs to the community. So I think it's a good thing. And plus Mike is a really good man, that he really cares about the people in our community and the people that are his tenants. So that's all I have to say, sir.
Thank you. Any questions? Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Not seeing any. Any further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp.
I do have a question for Mr. Yomas. If you could come up, please. I was looking at the letters of support, and I just want to make sure I'm clear. It says here that the building, the proposed building positioned 22 feet from the property line, which is 8 feet closer than the 30-foot setback. And what I was hearing from Ms. Norwood is we were looking at a 10-foot variance. So can you clarify that for me? I just want to make sure it's clear.
Our building is 120 by 198. They assume it's like 200 instead of 198. So actually we have one exact, we ask them for 8 feet because we already 22 with that 198 for building size.
Okay, so the variance we need is only an 8-foot variance, not a 10-foot variance. Okay. All right, well, I just want to make sure we're clear on that. We always want to make sure we've got the record right. So you're asking for an 8-foot variance from the 30-foot rear yard setback?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Not at this time. We'll close the public hearing for case number 13037 and looking for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13037 for Mahmoud Yilmaz for the requested variance of 8 foot. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second that.
So we've got a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13037 has been approved.